Jeff Blakeman joined here today by Philadelphia 76ers coach and former Kemper Knight grad Nick Nurse. And Nick, appreciate you giving us some time. I know you're only back for just a little bit here today, so thanks very much. What's it feel like to be back in Carolina, back home?
Yeah, it's always great to come home. Kind of a new job for me. And last time I took the job in Toronto, I brought the entire staff back, mainly for the basketball camp at Kemper, but try to squeeze in a few things. We got a heck of a, I guess it's a coach's retreat. We spent last night playing baseball at the Field of Dreams, and now we're playing golf today, and we're going to catch the Kemper football game later, and then we're going to head over to the big game tomorrow in Ames. So it's a big slice of Iowa from all these guys that are really literally from all over the world.
Who do you all have with you?
Got the entire staff. So I think there's 17 of us total, so 16 I got all my assistants, all my player development coaches, all my film people, all my computer people, everybody that's part of the coaching staff is here with us.
And in a short period of time, sounds like you're going to give them a big slice of Iowa.
Yeah, we got it all packed in. So wish we could stay a little longer in Carroll, to be honest with you. But it seems we'll get in here and we'll get the golf and the camp done mainly, and then we got to get back to work. We got guys coming to the gym on Monday, so we got to get them back home for Sunday.
While you're here, time to spend some time with family. I think a few out on the golf course with you today.
Yeah, I invited the whole family to golf today, and about half of them made it. Got a bunch of the brothers playing today, so that's awesome. They all driving in from different places. Got a few college friends from Northern Iowa drove in as well, and then obviously lived in Des Moines a couple times and got a few friends from there driving in too. So. Be nice to see everybody, that's for sure.
Well, if Jim makes it today, I haven't seen him for about a year, tell him I say hi.
But
let's talk about that new job with Philadelphia. Okay. How's the transition gone for you?
Well, when you take a new job in the NBA, it's unbelievably busy for about usually the first 6 to 8, 10 months, because it's just getting to know the players, getting out to see them, hiring staff, and then you're in summer league, and then you're in fall workouts, and it's just you got to kind of change your culture or get your ideas across to everybody quickly so that, you know, October 2nd's right around the corner. That's first day of training camp. And I think like October 8th, we got a game in Boston. You know, right. It's a preseason game, but still, and that's just around the corner. So it's all about sense of urgency and being ready, you know, and that takes pretty much, you know, every day of the calendar up while you're doing that.
Has the transition gone better, though, knowing these guys in a way? You've coached against a lot of these guys.
It's helped a lot. I mean, I think I was fortunate the last time I was actually in the locker room as an assistant with Toronto. That really helped. You know, I knew, like, what to polish up and what to get rid of pretty quickly.
Right.
Similar, you know, to your question, I think I've coached so many games against Philly. When I go talk to the players, I tell them this is what I see, and they're like, "Yeah, you know, you're seeing it pretty closely to what it is." So, certainly helps. Had some unbelievable rivalries with them twice in the playoffs. Had the big game 7 with them. Kawhi Leonard shot. Had a tough 6-game series with them just a year ago. But I'm looking forward to it. There's some real talent there. I love the city and the ownership group, and my bosses are top notch.
You've had great players. You get another one in Joel Embiid, reigning MVP. Yeah. So what's it like getting to coach these kind of legends? Did you think about that back when you were playing for Kemper back years ago?
No, I did not. I just was trying to make a living and learn and be the best coach I could. And we got here. And it's really, you know, it's wild. Like, I think, you know, just things for me, like especially taking the Philly job, you know, you think about Dr. J and Iverson and Barkley and all these guys. I mean, I had a Dr. J poster above my bed my whole life, you know what I mean? And now I'm kind of coaching the team and all that stuff when I was a kid in the early 80s and watching them play in the finals and all that stuff. So, you know, at times you sit back and think it's a little bit surreal, but the other times I just kind of get up and go to work and just do the best I can, you know?
I know you're busy today, so one last question. You said you're going to Ames tomorrow for the Iowa State-Iowa game. Prediction, thoughts?
Well, my prediction is like everybody, I think everybody's excited that it appears a lot better game maybe than it did a few weeks ago, right? With the results last weekend, which is great. I think both sides are hopeful and both sides are a little nervous that they could lose. So I just hope it's a good game. I want to show these guys a great you know, cheering section, fan, stadium, all the, everything that Iowa State football provides, and it's just fortunate that they're playing the Hawkeyes, so kind of cool.
Well, I tell you what, welcome back to Carroll. Thanks for putting on the camp for all the little kids as well, and good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Nick Nurse again, the head basketball coach for the Philadelphia 76ers.